God. Continuing on, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry, and Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and a hissing without an inhabitant, and I will punish Baal and Babylon. Brothers and sisters, the primary god in Babylon is Baal, and this can be referencing, among other things, Satan. And I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. This is the latter rain message, the loud cry message. And lest your heart faint, and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein, shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Jeremiah 51, verses 1 and 2, 5 through 10, 13 and 14, 19 through 26, 33, 35 through 20, through 37, 44 through 49. Brothers and sisters, the battle that Gideon is going to take up, and we'll begin taking that up in our next presentation, is prefiguring this end time scenario that we're looking at in the Old Testament prophets at this time. And Gideon, the name thresher, is symbolizing the role that we as Adventists, if we're faithful, play in this final battle. Judges 6, 17 through 21. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not thence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it to him. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Judges 6.